be in place by the end of the summer. We've never put this many paid boots on the ground this early in an off year. So I'm approving an initial $10 million budget for this work for this year. Party leaders have to constantly remind everybody that we can't build the party by division and subtraction. We can only build the party by addition and multiplication. We get that, and that's going to be our endeavor.
All right, it's the math party, and that's where we start here on America Tonight. Howdy, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. What kind of roadmap do you think the Republicans need? If you're a card-carrying member of the GOP, what do you think needs to happen? You just heard right there the man of the moment who's spending $10 million, or at least the Republicans are. That's a Republican National Committee Chair, Rentz Priebus, who's saying, well, this is what we need to do. We need to attract minority voters. We need to support immigration reform. We need to embrace and welcome and be inclusive. And we need to look at our attitudes on gay rights, which is a big turn for a lot of people. Do you think that this is going to be embraced, this rebranding? Are you embracing the rebranding of the Republican Party? What a wild turn it is, because you're talking about, this is what he said, he looked at not just a panel of people, he talked to 50,000 people, and he said the perception is that we're the party of the rich. And unfortunately, that continues to grow, that we have these big tent Republicans, and this is not going to work for us in the future. And he also said that conservative and Tea Party criticism is bound to happen, but he said off the cuff anyway. And this is going to just create a bigger divide, I think, more than building any kind of a bridge. So one of the things that came out was this, and this was a quote from a Catholic scholar who said, the idea that a major political party must accept the practice of homosexuality is normal, so to remain relevant will prove contrary and lead to disaster. Are you kidding me? And then there was this, Americans and those in the Tea Party movement don't need an autopsy to understand the principles of what the party's about. Then you have the bookends, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Ted Cruz from Texas, who got huge applause for their critiques of the GOP as antiquated and sometimes unprincipled. They were there for the CPAC convention over the weekend, and you had people like Ann Coulter who said this idea of comprehensive immigration reform is just a form of amnesty. That's what it is. And remember, the CPAC people initially blocked a group of gay Republicans from participating in the event. So this report is interesting. The timing of this is very interesting when you see the butting of heads, you know, there on the Hill talking about some major financial issues and, of course, the whole immigration overhaul plan and what's happened there. So you got, like, Ohio Senator Rob Portman, who became the highest, or the latest, highest-profile Republican to announce his support for gay marriage. So I guess the Republicans are going to say, or at least the majority, or some of them anyway, that they're supporting what Priebus is saying that needs to happen. They're agreeing to it. There was a 100-page audit that recommended this $10 million bucks for a minority outreach program to market the Republican brand to gay voters, women, and minorities. This is months after all those voting groups helped push Obama to the White House for part two. Also, what's the line with corporate America? What's the line with fundraising laws across the nation? And what about the candidates' debates? And I agree with this. One thing that they came out is that they should cut the number of candidate debates in a 2016 presidential primary calendar. And because of the importance of that, I would say amen. Focus on a few of them. They were interesting. It was like, it was like a nighttime soap opera. It was a drama. But that's not good for the people who are running because it takes time away from being on the road. Who's going to be that candidate? Who knows? But you still have 2014 in the meantime. And 2014 has to be spectacular for the Republicans, who in some cases are losing a little grip. And this is now different demographics. That's absolutely true. But when you say things like, you know, we have to embrace and champion comprehensive immigration reform, if we do not, our party's appeal will continue to shrink. Do you think that's true? Do you think that's true that it'll continue to shrink? I would say the biggest problem is the lack of the politician being truthful to whatever their core values are. If the truth is that they support gay marriage and that they think that there's not enough outreach and there's this and this and this they don't agree with, then absolutely. If it's the opposite of that, I think they have to go with what their personal ideology is, because how can you sell it if you don't believe it? Any good salesperson knows if you don't believe in what you're selling, you're not going to sell very much of it. And if you want to get elected, yeah, you might have to have the money behind you, but you have to have the conviction behind you. Who wants to elect yet another politician that bends at will to wherever the wind is blowing and whatever seems to be the overwhelming opinion of the majority of the GOP? This is the biggest problem. That's the biggest problem of all for the Republicans. It's clear. You can listen to focus groups, you can take polls, and you can talk to 50,000 people, and some of that information is valuable, but some of it you got to take with a grain of salt. And I would say they'd be wise to not just throw everything into the shredder and try to become a Democrat light. Would you rather see the, would you really enjoy the Republican Party, and would you want to vote for your Republican candidate if they became another version of the Democrat who's running? I would say no. That was the problem with the Democrats a while ago. They tried to do the same thing, and that disenfranchised the Democrats because they didn't want to vote for people that they didn't think were sincere and were representing them. Coming up in just a few minutes on America Tonight, we're going to do a little odds and ends, take a look at some of the big stories happening, including this hunger strike. 21 people now at Gitmo, pretty big, and really huge is the money situation in Cyprus, because there's a run on the banks where people, actually even the bank was closed, but they were trying to get their money out, and they're very worried about that, trying to calm people down from doing it to create a disaster. But that is not looking good at all. And that's dangerous, because Cyprus, another domino and another domino, even though they're getting money to be bailed out, $13 billion is nothing to sneeze at, but somehow it's not working out. It's not working out for them in trying to make that happen. So that means the ugly headlines tank the stock market and hurts your 401k. So the sooner that they can help Cyprus, the better. And they delayed the vote on the $13 billion deal. People are not happy with this, and they're very short-fused, let's put it that way. Very short-fused when it comes to the bank and getting their money out. Can't we all relate to that? Plus, bomb threats at Orlando at the University of Central Florida. And we'll give you some of the details on what
the use of most prescription drugs. Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This one up with some O-N-E. What would it be if we had a show and we weren't talking about the disaster that Mother Nature can wreak on all of us? A tornado smashed down Monday afternoon in Rutherford County, Tennessee, they say. It was on the ground for 4.5 miles. That is bad. When you see that funnel and it just gains more momentum, whew, they're lucky that it was just a dozen homes that had minor to what they're calling moderate damage done to it. Trees, of course, were ripped up and roads were blocked, but that minor damage is what is so huge. The fact that you had kids that were evacuated from school and they did it and they were able to do it. The people in Tennessee are hardy. They get it. They've been there. They've dealt with tornadoes and they know what to do. And luckily, they went into that mode. The key thing is when something like a tornado is coming toward the town is to fire up the engines and know where you're going and have a plan. And a lot of these people had a plan, so that made the difference. This is a big, big story that's probably being buried in some cases because of what else is happening. But Pakistani official types are saying they've arrested a suspect in connection with the 2002 beheading of Daniel Pearl. Remember him? He was the Wall Street Journal reporter who was covering actually Al-Qaeda, or was thought he was getting close to Al-Qaeda, and a suspected 9/11 mastermind confessed to killing Pearl. He was in Karachi researching a story about militants and terrorism, and that's when that happened. The decapitation, the video of his killing was sent to the U.S., and it's just absolutely, you know, sickening to what happened to him. So this arrest is big, and I guess there was a bunch of intel information that led to that. There have been other suspects that have certainly been rounded up, but he seems to be, from all accounts, the kingpin, the ringmaster, if you will, in coming up with this whole idea. And, you know, Qari Abdul Hayy is supposed to be the one who facilitated the kidnapping. And what a sad, sad story that was. Unexpected, I think, but Pearl trusts the people that were talking to him and had no idea he was walking into a trap. All right, here's another crazy O&E story. And this paternity suit against Michael Jordan has been dismissed. A court in Georgia said, "Nah, sorry, Pam Smith." She accused Jordan of fathering her son, Jordan, and the paper showed that he was not the father of this child, whose paternity was conclusively established in a court of law, and it's absolutely false, anything else. So Smith and her attorneys requested genetic testing on him and on March 12th, and then dismissed her complaint, and the proceedings move ahead without prejudice last Friday. And so that's it. He's done. He doesn't have to deal with it. And you can only imagine that in this case, since so often you see that headline, you say, oh, yeah, see, you jump to conclusions. I know what happened there. And sure enough, boom, he's cleared of it. Lindsay Lohan was not cleared by any stretch of the imagination. It's funny, I don't really follow Hollywoodish type stories, but you cannot get away from Lindsay Lohan. She agreed to spend 90 days in a locked-in drug rehab facility. This is part of that whole plea deal thing to settle criminal charges against her. So no contest on two misdemeanor charges relating to a traffic accident last summer. She didn't challenge the finding that she violated her shoplifting probation with those convictions. And her 6 years of legal trouble traces back to, of course, two drunk driving arrests in 2007 and a slew of other incidents that we won't even bother to go over with on this show, to go through, rather. Sound like a teacher. Let's go over the Lindsay Lohan saga. But 90 days in a locked-in rehab, that's pretty serious. They're not taking her crap anymore. Even in L.A., where even the judges bask in the light of the camera, but there he wasn't going to do it there. And that's I think that's a good thing. Maybe that helps her out. Somehow. Maybe it helps her out. Who knows? Moving forward onto something else. This is actually big. I shouldn't have probably buried this. This is ridiculous. Mayor Bloomberg, he is playing in the no fun league. Because Mayor Bloomberg is now saying tobacco has to be out of sight. Won't it be out of mind? Isn't that the idea? I'm going to protect you from yourself, New Yorkers. I am going to ask that retailers keep tobacco products out of the front of the counter, behind the counter, because young people will see it. This way they don't have to see it. They won't get involved in it. He's like on a crusade. Can't have a big gulp. Can't have any salt. I don't want you seeing those cigarettes. So under the tobacco product display restriction bill, sellers would have to keep tobacco products in cabinets, under the counter or behind a curtain, except when someone buys it during, you know, when they buy it, when they're up there, or during restocking. If it passes, New York would become the nation's first city to enact that kind of a law. The mayor said the city's trying to dissuade customers from viewing cigarettes as normal, because smoking is going to kill the kids, is going to leave them with not the great career prospects that you want to see them have. It's going to kill them. So why don't we give them some help by doing something about it right from the get-go? I mean, if you smoke cigarettes, I don't smoke, but I don't have problems with cigarettes being in the racks overhead. I don't know that encourages smoking. However, Bloomberg says it does. He seems to get his way. So most likely, if you go to New York, just remember, hey, do you have any cigarettes? Because I can't see them anywhere. And they've got them hidden behind the counter. What's next for Mayor Bloomberg? He's on a crazy rampage. So let your imagination for a second run wild. What would he possibly do next in New York to change the pace of a New Yorker's life, or even the tourists who come in? Very, very surprising in one sense. All right, the art thief. Who is it? Do you know them? I love what the FBI said, that so much art is stolen. If you're at a dinner party and you see a Picasso and it's just not a print or you don't think it is, call the FBI. The FBI said they believe they know who is behind one of the most significant art heists in the U.S., the 1990 theft of 13 previous works. Once valued at $500 million, it was taken out of Boston, out of a museum there. A couple of big catches in the announcement, though. The FBI didn't reveal the suspect's name, said that the statute of limitations has run out, so they can't charge anyone with theft, and that the artwork hasn't been recovered, but they believe they know who has it. And that somebody tried to unsuccessfully sell some of it in Philly about 10 years ago. Guess it didn't work out because it didn't end up someplace else. So the announcement comes on the 23rd anniversary of the theft, which the FBI says is one of the largest, like I mentioned already, crimes in history. Good luck with that one. They didn't say the suspect's names and none of that kind of stuff. So they're... Are they trying to go and arrest them, or what ultimately is the purpose there, other than to tell people to be on the lookout and we know who did it, but they haven't busted them, they haven't gotten any artwork back. Pretty interesting, though, that somebody was able to do that, was able to steal them all at one time and get away with it. That's a long time to have those paintings under your bed and not tell anyone and realize the value. If you could only flip them, if you could only flip those paintings, how sweet would it be? Yep. Don't forget, later this week, we have Nail the Score for March Madness. You could be a winner in our Thursday morning third hour. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Is that no one person gets to decide the law. No one person gets to decide your guilt or innocence.
All right, that's Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who at the CPAC conference, and that was a little shout out from the CPAC conference, he was number one in the straw poll. Not a surprise, getting a lot of publicity, higher profile, certainly lately, with the big, bad filibuster. What do you think the Republicans need to do? Spend $10 million and figure out 10 million other ways of how to beat Democrats. And this is all going back and figuring out what happened and what didn't happen the last time around in the election. And it's, I'll say this, it's very clear, it is true. If you statistically take all the emotion out of it, all the fury, everything else about what happened in the election, and just look at the numbers, if Romney had had the Hispanic vote that George Bush had when he won, he could have beaten Obama. In fact, he probably would have beaten Obama, but he had nothing in that category. Zilch. Nothing. And it's interesting because Obama's approval rating, while all this discussion is happening, is down lower than it's been in a very, very long time. And this is this new national survey, a CNN ORC international poll, showing that it's dipped below 50% since the first time since September. Half the public saying they disapprove of the job that he's doing. And those numbers are interesting because of coming into the second term. So what does it mean? The Republican Party's unfavorable rating is over 50% among men, women, the young, the old, the rich, the poor, just about every region of the country besides the South, where the Republicans can manage no better than 45% to 45% tie on the question. the Republican Party is not celebrating the Obama sag in the approval ratings because they're focusing on this new strategy, the new strategy of trying to aggressively pursue minorities and not pushing minorities off to the side. Not that they were, not that some of the candidates were necessarily doing that, but that's the way it was perceived, and playing to the same song, you know, playing the song, playing the hits to the same people who want to be embraced by the hits. But, you know, here's my question. How authentic is that? You know, how authentic is that? You know, the two people we just talked to, Tomas in Michigan and Stacy in Mississippi, both of those guys, two different areas of the country, I would say, you know, if you listen to them and shake your head and you don't agree, or if you agree with what they're saying, you get that they're authentic. I think both of those guys come across as what they are, that they're authentic people. And I think that was more the problem. That's the problem with the Republican Party. I've said this before. Why try to manipulate somebody into something that they aren't? If whatever the strategy is, whatever the campaigning took on, instead of trying to appease everybody and reach out to everybody, not saying that you don't want to go and speak to all different kinds of crowds and reach out to minorities, but saying that if this was your strategy, this is what you want to do, and you do it authentically, then that's different than being pushed down this ramp of do this, 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 here's your talking points. That's not a good deal. That's not the, I don't think that's the way to go. And they had this 100-page report that came out of the headquarters, the Republican headquarters, and they were very careful about how they read it, how they talked about it, because of the Republican numbers being so underwater, that let's rebrand, and come up with a way to change the perception as stuffy old white men, because that's not true. It's not true. So how do we do that? And Priebus is the guy. He's the Republican National Committee chair. And this was a month-long autopsy. This is lots of conversations. You know, Obama was so favored by Hispanic Latino voters, 71% to 27%. That this domination, especially when you look at the demographic numbers, and that number was the killer number. That was the killer number. And then you think of all the debates the Republicans had, and that would be the other thing I would say. While I might have enjoyed the debates, you might have enjoyed the debates, how much do the debates take away from actual time of being on the ground and talking to people? If you talk to more people, shake more hands, be more authentic, then that idea of this guy or this person's different floats around. You know that old saying about hope floats? It floats. And that it just didn't float. It didn't flow, and it didn't float. So I don't know, maybe is that $10 million well spent? Or is it $10 million frittered away? Hopefully $10 million well spent. Hopefully that's what it is. Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we're kind of kicking around with an old school, big time TV radio mogul and in his day and even now with some of the things that he's doing. Talking to him a little bit about the craziness of television and ratings and boy, the talk about losing and having to rebrand. Here's a great example. Matt Lauer and the Today Show has become like the Republican Party after the 2012 election. $50 million is what they're losing. They're bleeding $50 million. And who's picking it up off the street like a penny face up? Good morning, America. See, this is what happens. You ditch a bunch of people, throw up somebody else, and then it becomes the unauthentic Peacock Network. We're just too tired to be fooled, aren't we? I really think there's something to that word. I used to think it was so cheesy. it sounded like such a cheesy word, authentic. Like somebody looked it up in the dictionary. He's authentic. They're authentic. But now I'm saying that that word's a good word. And to me, that's what the Republican Party needs. How about some conversation, some common sense? Even if there's a reason to disagree, have the common sense arguments instead of the talking over each other and screaming at the top of our lungs arguments, and nobody walks away from knowing anything different about the candidate or candidates. It just hurts everyone across the board in the effort to have a Republican in there. And we're very dangerously close, if that isn't addressed, to becoming the kind of country that swings way too much in one direction. It's never good for somebody, for one party to have utter and complete domination. Even though it would be nice in some ways, it's not good because of what happens, the whole power corrupts thing. I got to squeeze this in here about Cyprus, the EU rescue that seems to be backfiring. $13 billion agreement to bail out Cyprus. The EU this weekend thought they had doused the flames on its single currency, the euro. But Cyprus has run into problems because its banks are heavily exposed to Greek debt. So this eruption of panic has to be contained. So what do you do? There could be a run on the banks and it'll spill over into other areas, but they're trying to convince people not to panic, not to run and to bail out money. The president even said Cyprus is in a tragic situation and the rescue package was probably the best one for them. $13 billion. And in a sense, it's kind of chump change, but not to Cyprus. About 50% of Cyprus's total economy, in fact. That's what it is. So this is the largest bank, one of the largest anyway, bank bailouts ever. Second only to the 97 bank bailout in Indonesia. Cyprus. Not getting any hope there. Hope is not floating. Is not floating there. The economic woes are such that it's frightening. And Monday is a bank holiday in Cyprus, so it'll take effect maybe Tuesday. The parliament has to vote. Electronic bank transfers were suspended. ATM withdrawals were limited. But even the cash machines quickly were dry. They just ran out as so many people in Cyprus rushed to withdraw as much money as they could. To just leave the bare minimum and get everything out of their accounts. So this is going to be interesting to watch the parliamentary vote in Cyprus was postponed and now looks like a pretty big moment for the politics there. The president's party has only 20 of the 56 seats in parliament. And we live in the greatest country, don't we, on the face of the earth, and we see what's happening in Cyprus and say, oh, thank goodness we're not dealing with that. Oh, the banks are closed. There's a run on the banks. Looks like everything's going down the tubes. And even with this big bailout, what are we going to do? And Cyprus is absolutely an island country to watch because so goes Cyprus. So goes the rest of us. Hang with us, Mr. Primo, in the wings.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The show, Al Primo, and let me tell you, if I read his resume, it's going to take all night for this one, but he has amazing credentials, including an Edward R. Murrow Peabody Award and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the key thing is he's a TV media analyst, and we can talk about so much with Al. It's unbelievable what's happening in television these days. Al, thanks for coming on the show.
Great, Kate. Nice to be with you.
Hey, let's talk about the Peacock. What's going on with NBC and especially the Today Show? Because morning is where it's at. More people watch morning television than the evening news now. So is it all the musical chairs since Katie Couric left, or what's happened to the morning show there?
Well, I think that the big draw at the Today Show was Katie Couric and Meredith Vieira, you know, working with Matt Lauer, and with Matt working with those two very talented women, you know, he managed to get his salary up there to about $25 million a year. And when they left, you know, he was standing there holding court, and it's not coming off very well because he's not able to manage that show by himself on his own. So that's basically the problem. And that, of course, comes through when you're a viewer, you see it. You know, he has had a Q score of about 19, which is pretty high for television.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last few months, it's gone from 19 to 9.
Oh!
That's trouble, as you know. And, you know, that's just what the viewers are reacting. So they don't know what to do over there at the moment. And while they're doing that, they're losing $50 million in a year. So Good Morning America, which has been really working its tail off, has suddenly, well, not suddenly, but in the last 6 months, has become the number one morning program in America. And as you know, when you get good ratings, you know, dollars and advertising dollars follow. So Good Morning America is up by $50 million and advertising, and NBC is down.
So is there any truth to the rumor since Matt Lauer's got to be a little bit worried about that, obviously, that he may be the new host of Jeopardy eventually? Is that true?
Well, there was some talk in the media that he was being considered to be the new host of Jeopardy when Alex Trebek resigns. I know Alex Trebek, and he's not resigning very soon because he loves what he's doing. As a matter of fact, when he had his heart attack, he made sure that they didn't get a replacement for him because he wanted to continue to do the show, and they waited for him to get out of the hospital. And, you know, it's not a very difficult program to do. You know, you sit up there and you can do, a month's worth, a week's worth in one sitting. So if his health holds up, I think he's going to be fine, and I just can't see Matt Lauer with the kind of Q score that he has moving into that kind of a slot.
Yeah. I said this at the beginning, and truly, it's amazing, Al, the things that you've done in the past and the things you continue to do. One of the things I find very interesting is you're a founding partner of MediaLink, and that, for people who don't know, MediaLink distributes corporate videos and whatnot all over the place, and you were the director of U.S. Newswire, and that was, of course, picked up by Warren Buffett. So you've been very, very busy. What was media like? It had to be fun to do the MediaLink thing.
Well, it was. You know, I think that corporate America, you know, never really had a chance to have journalists working with their materials. You know, they were working mostly with public relations people. And as you know, public relations people don't have the same kind of journalistic standards that the broadcast journalists do. And what we were able to do is to bring that that ethic to corporations and tell their story in a newsy way, in a way that the audience could grasp it. And it's been very successful. Now, U.S. Newswire, you know, our government has, by law, the requirement to release every bit of information on actions that it takes, whether it's the Post Office Department or the Justice Department or any number of the agencies in Washington are required to tell America what they're doing. And the way they do that is they put out press releases. And so we started this company, which was a wire, which was and still is a wire service that sends these news releases out to the media, to newspapers, radio, and television stations. And, you know, we were able to get good contracts and build that. You know, it was just two nice young guys starting the idea of, you know, putting these news releases into the newsrooms. And next thing you know, they have the White House under contract and Justice Department and all the members of Congress. And Warren Buffett saw that as an opportunity and bought the company.
Yeah, when he sees an opportunity, you know that he jumps, definitely. And then one of the funny things, I think, is because I used to have a friend that owned a radio station, and boy, I mean, I love radio, and I know you love radio too. And you
I used to own a radio station.
Yeah.
I was very happy to do that.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, what was that like running the radio station?
Oh, it was great.
It
was great. It was a lot of fun. It was in Waterbury, Connecticut, and I think the only mistake we made was you know, it's all location, location, location. I really, you have to work just as hard at a small radio station as you do as a big radio station. So if I had it to do over again, I would have not bought in Waterbury. I'd have bought it in, you know, New York City or Chicago or Philadelphia.
And, there you go.
Because, I mean, we really did a wonderful thing. And I think, you know, the whole of the thing, everything stems from my blessing of creating this eyewitness news format, which, as you know, changed the world of broadcast journalism. And, you know, this was something that was needed. You know, it took news from the stage of the anchorman preaching the news to the audience to creating a news family and creating a comfortable program to watch. And the audiences rewarded us with great ratings. And it really set this tone for what broadcast journalism is all about. So all the stations now do Eyewitness News, whether they call it Eyewitness News or News Center or Action News, it's all Eyewitness News. And now I'm doing Eyewitness News for teenagers. So we have a 30-minute program called Teen Kids News, which is on 200 television stations, and it's teenagers, you know, doing the news.
Yeah, and what's it like to work with the teenagers? I mean, they have to be like putty in your hands, I would imagine.
Well, they're wonderful to work with. You know, young people have so many great ideas and, you know, a lot of enthusiasm for what they do, and they're cute as hell, and they're dedicated. You know, you see these kids, blogging and, you know, looking up subjects and, you know, sending ideas to us, and, you know, it's just a thrill to work with them, yes.
And for the teen kid news, do they do all the sorts of things that teenagers would be interested in?
Yeah, we do stories on bullying. We do stories on how to better, you know, do better homework reports, how to write an essay better. You know, and then we visit places. You know, last week we're in Budapest, Hungary, you know, just doing a historical piece about something that I didn't even know, is that Budapest was two cities, Buda and Pest. And some guy built a bridge connecting those two cities, and it became Budapest in Hungary. And, you know, so we were there. One of our producers was on vacation in Europe and, you know, took his camera and his daughter and shot that wonderful 2-3-minute story.
Yeah, wow. And how fun for them to be able to actually go there and do that and be on location. Do you hope to do more location pieces with the with some of the teenagers?
Yeah, we do like to do that. We really kind of encourage these kids to, you know, talk their parents into taking them to places. You know, we're an independent production. You know, we're not a part of a network, so we have to economize in any way we can, and that's the way we do it. Fortunately, we have some kids that actually, when I started the program, you know, we had Kathy Lee Gifford's son, Cody, doing the sports, and then when he graduated on, we had Meredith Vieira's son doing the sports, and then Paula Zahn's daughter was the anchor, and so it's been a lot of fun working with the children of these personalities.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Mr. Primo, Al Primo, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I am pleased to be on America Tonight, and I wanted to make sure that you knew that I've written a book about this all called Eyewitness Newsman. Eyewitness Newsman is, you know, kind of the story of how I created the Eyewitness News format, and it's right there on Amazon like everything else. So.
All right, we'll pick it up. Great. Eyewitness Newsman, that's a great title. Thanks, Al.
Okay, Kate.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.